What-if scenarios are always fascinating, and this latest offering from award-winning author Sharon Potts is no exception. Titled The Devil's Madonna, Potts' latest draws us into the nightmare that was the Austria and Germany of World War II, and she does so from the seemingly safe haven that is Miami in the present day. Yet are we safe? An intriguing question, that. Another is, are the sins of the father, or in this case, the mother, truly visited upon the children, even to the third and fourth generations? I'll let you decide. Happily married and pregnant with her first child, protagonist Kaylee Miller is thrilled. She will finally have a family to call her own. Her mother, a single parent, had died in a one-vehicle crash on Kaylee's 13th birthday. She had never known her father. Her grandmother Lillian, her only living relative, had assumed custody of Kaylee when her mother died. Lillian was, and had always been, distant, cold, and seemingly uncaring. Now, at age 93, she was exhibiting signs of extreme paranoia and senility, and although Kaylee is looking forward to a beautiful future and a family of her own, she desperately wants a past, a family history, a sense of belonging she can pass along to her unborn child. As Kaylee pushes Lillian for the truth, the old woman's paranoia intensifies. Nightmares become her constant companions. She is nearly paralyzed with fear. Fear that he is still stalking her, and fear that he will kill her. But not only her. She fears, too, for Kaylee, the granddaughter she has been so afraid to love. With Lillian's past as an actress in 1930s Berlin, her loves and lies, and the postcard-sized painting she has kept hidden away since those horrific days, will they be sufficient to keep Kaylee and her unborn baby safe? Or is Lillian destined to gift her granddaughter with a truth so horrible that it will have devastating consequences not only for Kaylee and her unborn child, but perhaps even the world? No one should have to face what Kaylee is about to. And sometimes it's the not knowing that is the true blessing. All I can say is Sharon Potts definitely knows how to engage her readers. The Devil's Madonna is shocking. It's also a well-crafted novel, alarmingly disturbing, with a wicked twist. The storyline, too, is remarkably fleshed. The book's characters are fully developed and totally believable, and the text flows perfectly from page to page. The Devil's Madonna is also clear and precise in its presentation and enjoys a rhythmic current that makes the book extremely difficult to put down. It's this connection, this movement and flow, that guarantees its designation as a first-rate thriller, one whose scenario is destined to haunt readers long after the final page is turned.